right now the news that's important to Shan.
Listen up, America. Krispy Kreme is dying. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Dying?
Wait. Dying its original glazed donuts.
Oh, get me.
I know.
Green.
What a relief they're not.
For St. Patrick's Day. But it's only this weekend. Today until the 17th, to be exact, Krispy Kreme's most popular donut will turn into the original glazed donut. It's not just a layer of frosting. The seasonal donuts are actually made with specially formulated green dough that... then coated in the sugary glaze you know and love. To continue the holiday fun, the donut shop is giving away thousands of pots of gold in the form of a golden dozen pass. The winners, which there will be multiple customers at each participating location, will receive free original glazed donuts for a year.
They love giving away those glazed donuts.
They don't give the free samples anymore, though.
They must be at a very low cost to them.
Oh.
Because they love to give that one away.
But remember they used to give out the free samples? They don't do that anymore.
I don't remember that. I'm not a donut man. I don't like donuts.
I mean, Krispy Kreme is delicious.
I like a lot of things, but just don't. Like, when I look at a donut, I think, do I want to waste my calories here?
Mm-hmm.
Or would I rather eat a piece of fried chicken? And the fried chicken wins every single time.
Well, why can't you eat fried chicken with donuts?
Because that's doubling the bad.
How crazy do you want to get?
Listen, I'm not crazy like Fernando. I'll eat. But... if I had to pick, like, if I'm going to pick a calorie bomb, a donut just doesn't interest
me.
Have
you ever had a donut hamburger? Instead of the bun, it's two donuts.
No, but I've seen Paula Deen cook them multiple times.
I've seen it on
show.
Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looks delicious.
It's gluten-free. Oh, no, it's not gluten-free.
But I'm also, listen, I'm also another weird, you know how weird I am. Sweet and savory, I just can't get behind.
I
know people like it. I don't. I get freaked out.
You know what I love?
So, sugar, and I'm not real big on sugary stuff. I like chocolate. I'm very focused on chocolate.
Know what I tried last year?
Only dark chocolate.
Yeah, well, we know that. Would you put peanut butter on a burger, a hamburger?
No.
Oh, it's good.
Mm-mm.
Try it. You know what?
No.
I like dark chocolate so much, I asked John to get a tan. I mean, that's how much I like dark chocolate.
Well, you threw a fit when someone took your dark chocolate macadamia nuts.
Okay. I will admit.
Like
I will admit to this. Somebody, there were dark chocolate ones. There were milk chocolate ones. I'm not a big fan of milk chocolate. I like dark chocolate.
Mm.
Somebody took the wrong ones. They took my dark chocolate ones and left me milk chocolate ones. Yes, Shan. I ended up in a corner crying. Throwing
no, I am not even exaggerating. This
Having
will
a fit.
Cause a little...
I'm admitting it.
Fit.
I did.
I was like, it's not that serious.
But they left me with milk chocolate.
Like, I don't want this.
Yeah. It was
not
like,
today.
Not today.
Shan, someone once made a German chocolate cake for me.
Oh, God.
And
this goes down in infamy.
Threw a fit. I'm like, what kind of person would do this? And they thought they were doing something nice.
German.
And I went, oh.
That's the one with the little bits in it, right?
Correct, which creeps
me out.
The coconut,
yeah.
Shredded coconut creeps me out.
No.
The texture's so gross.
Only old people like that stuff. It is literally.
Fernando, I love it.
Are you kidding me? No, I've loved it since I was younger.
And Heclina. Fernando and Heclina love it.
Yeah, we're old, but.
Old people. It's like
German chocolate cake is so good.
No.
But it's like a 1960s classic.
Yes.
It's not modern.
What I don't get though is like, how did Germans love coconuts so much? They don't grow coconuts in Germany.
It's disgusting.
Literally at every old people's birthday parties.
You know how weird I am about like sweet and savory and fruit, like that's mashed up or fruit that's mixed with things. Like another time I had a fit, somebody gave me one of those chocolate oranges.
Oh my God!
Exactly, Shan.
No,
I threw
gross.
It at him. I
Girl,
threw it at him.
Okay.
You know what I can't stand?
I was like, you
actually,
messed
let's open
up
it up.
My chocolate with orange flavor.
456-9970 worst food combinations. Because I've often said, don't even put an orange next to chocolate.
No,
there's no need to ever mix those.
You know
two
what? The worst, and I'm telling you right now, I hate them, and I don't hate a lot of things. Those cherry covered chocolate liquor ones.
You mean chocolate covered cherry?
Yeah.
I agree.
But with the liquor inside, it'll taste you are drinking old people Windex.
Because then it's like mushy. Like mushy old fruit grosses me out. So what are those called? Maraschino cherries? Is that what that's
old
called?
Old people Windex.
Maraschino cherries? That's another
like
old person thing.
Literally
okay,
like
maraschino cherries gross me out. And they put them on top of like a sundae. Oh. When I was a kid, I used to take them and hurl them across the room.
Disgusting.
All right. We got to get on to the commercial-free commute that starts up after the break. Now that we know that we don't like, let's hear what you don't like.
WTF.
Oh, my God.
What the Friday.
Okay, now this has got to be the strangest story ever because I just don't know how you do this. But a woman on a flight from Saudi Arabia to Malaysia went up to the staff and said, hey, we have to turn around because I forgot my baby at the airport.
Say what?
My baby.
Yo, baby?
Not my doll.
Oops.
Not my blanket.
I would
How do you
this.
Do
Not
that?
My, yes, you would. Not my suitcase. How do you?
Like, what? Aren't you carrying all the baby stuff with you? Like, don't you, isn't she crying for you?
But there's so much baby stuff.
Once
Where
in the air.
No,
I would even understand if they said, well, she had 17 kids with her.
Mm.
Or she had four kids with her. Uh-huh. But no, it was just her and the baby.
No.
Which is probably just like, woo, I feel so good right now. I don't know why.
I'm
like,
so free.
So quiet. Like, what's going on? And then she was like, oh, damn.
I left my bag once in security.
There was no baby.
I could see me leaving a baby behind too.
We all can too. We got it.
Yeah.
You said that already.
Yeah, I know.
We know.
I feel for this lady.
Once in the air, the woman alerted the cabin crew. Hey, I left my baby in the air. And the pilot, who was shocked, radioed back to the tower because they can't just go back. They have to get permission to go back. And so the crew there on the tower, they said that they were so confused. They were like, we don't know what to do. We've never encountered this. We don't even know. And they said they had to ask several people for permission. The recording of the pilot, he can be heard saying, hey, a passenger forgot her baby in the terminal. She refuses to continue the flight. May God be with us. Can we come back or what?
Oh, I'm just so shook right now. Like, you know when you leave your bag there, like, they call, like, security and stuff. So did someone just like, oh, the baby's just chilling?
I wonder when they noticed.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was a boarding process where no one noticed. I mean, no one, not even another passenger or anything.
Well, when you have a baby, you can put it in your lap, right?
No, I'm saying, I don't know where the baby was.
Yeah.
Nobody noticed that it was just randomly out in the middle of a terminal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not with the woman.
You'd think they would have found out before she realized it.
But she, like, it takes a long time to take off. Like, you're not sitting there, you know, you're like fiddling your thumbs. You're like, the TVs aren't working right now. What do I do? You're not thinking like, okay, where's my baby?
She boarded.
Let me order a drink.
They did the pre-check. They did everything. They were able to take off. And not only did the woman not notice, but no one in the terminal noticed, hey, there's a random baby.
Where have you left your child behind? 888-456-9970.
Nowhere, because people
don't
do that.
People forget kids. And tons of people will tell you they forget their kids. But not a baby.
Uh-uh.
Like a baby.
An infant. So did she get her baby back? Or is that what they call, like, CPK or whatever it is?
No, that's California. Yeah, they call it California's Pizza Kitchen.
Whatever.
They call it California's Pizza Kitchen on that woman. Oh, my God, we need to order a salad. The only salad I've ever seen with 14,000 calories, CPK. All right, moving along. A woman who was also...
So many questions.
Who was much more stressed than this woman who forgot her baby. I guess she didn't have a care in the world. This woman was very stressed. She shot her boyfriend of 3 weeks. Damn, that went south fast.
Didn't take
usually
long.
The honeymoon period right there. During an argument over his snoring. What y'all doing sleeping together when y'all only know each other 3 weeks?
Dude, I hate snores. I hate them.
This, of course, happened in Florida, where the 47-year-old woman is being held on charges of attempted murder and aggravated battery. According to the sheriff's office, the woman and her boyfriend both said at first that the shooting was accidental, but then after the police poked around a little bit, they found out that she was sick of his absurdly loud snoring. So she went into the other room and got a gun and shot him.
Because
I feel
Florida.
For her.
Now this is going to be Cheyenne.
I'm sorry. Like, I know so many loud snorers that I'm like, there's no, you can't
sleep. How do you know that many people?
Because I sleep with my tias. Like, we go on, you know, trips. Matt snores sometimes. It's so annoying. And you can hear him from the other room. You can't sleep.
But
you're
you
like
can
delusional.
Fix it.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
A lot of people can. This is going to shock everybody, but both parties had been drinking prior to the argument.
That's the real problem.
The man lived, so we can joke about this.
Yeah.
888-456-9970. If you've ever wanted to shoot someone or choke them or just leave them because they snore so horribly.
Look, 510 texted, I hate Florida, but I'm with her. Shoot him.
I hate Florida.
Oh, my God.
But they only known each other 3 weeks.
Girl,
my God.
Just break up with them. Tell them to go home.
I mean, you hadn't been dealing with it for that long, girl. You know, we've been talking about Dr. Bay. He's a plastic surgeon here in the Bay Area. And he reached out to us after we started talking about his Instagram. We started talking about mommy makeovers, which a lot of you have done and loved. And so we decided to go on a little field trip and visit him yesterday. And I went because I was like, well, maybe he can hook me up with some Botox, which he did. Thank you, Dr. Bay. He definitely hooked it up. I needed it. I'm about to go on a trip to a wedding.
Really did.
Fernando stepped up and got a little bit.
I did. He, you know, they said, well, aren't you going to do it too? And I didn't have the plan. I thought there was a lot more, like, you know, I had, like, reserve it or something like that so they'd be ready. I thought it might be rude to be just like, yeah, okay, I'll have it. But they were like, no, come on, let's do it.
But there was one person. Shan, you have a phobia of needles?
I don't like needles. I don't like eyeballs. And the needles
close to
the eyeballs. No.
Okay, well, let's just correct something.
Yeah.
They don't inject Botox into your eyeballs.
Okay, but it is right next to it. It is, like, in the little
Well, it depends on where
area.
You're getting it. Now, I like it. I like the crow's feet because it gets rid of it. It gets rid of it masterfully. Mm. So I was getting my Botox yesterday. Now, mind you, people, or as Shan says, America, listen up. We were in a doctor's office. It was a professional setting. And then this is how Shan was behaving.
And this is actually pretty straightforward. So what I do is I do...
Yeah, you got to get rid of one. Okay.
Oh,
and then the other thing I do is I just want you to be real still. I'm going to go right underneath the eyelid.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Can't help
I'm going to soften those up. So this is different than the crow's feet. These are these little lines underneath.
Right.
It's just a little bit. That's it. That's it. Nothing else. So I did the crow's feet.
You notice that I'm not making any noise.
Exactly.
And it's happening to him?
No.
But, you know, I'm going to go back from a bruise.
Oh, my.
Damn.
All right. So now I'm going to go underneath the eyelid.
The dude is trying to work
out.
Dr. Bay is trying to work.
And she's making noises like the Three Stooges over there.
I didn't even notice I was making those noises, but I just saw seeing the needles and just like poking into your skull. Like
the needles are so small, you really don't feel
it. No, I was totally surprised.
You're so rude, Shane.
I'm not rude. I was there for support, but it was too much for me.
That's not support.
Yeah, you were. Really weren't
screaming in the background.
I noticed I was doing that, but it was so like.
Here's
weird.
The thing: when you're getting a procedure done, it's not really even a procedure. When you're getting Botox, there you do have to stay still because he's going into a certain area. Oh. That's where he's.
Yeah.
What, Shan?
No, I can't.
Okay,
help
so
it.
He's putting the needle. Into the thing. But he's putting it into a certain... Shan, be quiet. I'm trying to finish. He's putting it into a certain area where he's targeting where you have the wrinkles.
But it is right next to your eyeball, and that skin is so thin
there.
Okay,
can I finish my thought?
Oh, this is killing me. I don't want to relive
it's like she's you're reliving it right now.
He needs to put it in a certain spot. So you screaming and hooting and hollering could scare him at some point. And what if the needle? Thank God Dr. Bay is a professional and has a strong hand. He can even do Botox when somebody's hooting.
I know, right? He did not flinch
time. He's like, you know what? We have owls that live outside our thing, so I'm used to this noise.
Oh,
let's play the first part of you again.
Yeah.
You're so weird.
Okay.
And this is actually pretty straightforward. So what I do is I do two injections on the crow's feet.
Oh,
and then the other thing I do is I just want you to be real still. I'm going to go right underneath the eyelid.
No, I don't like that.
I'm going to soften those up. So this is different than the crow's feet. These are these little lines underneath.
What was that one?
Just a little bit. That's it. Just keep it going.
So I did the crow's feet.
You notice that I'm not making any noise.
Exactly.
And it's happening to him?
No.
But, you know, I'm going to die from a bruise.
Oh, my.
At one point, I just grabbed the phone from, because you're over there trying to take video, and every time like something happened, you'd move the camera all the way around, away from what was happening.
I know, the nurse had to hold my hand.
415 says, Shan, I'm with you about needles.
Thank you.
Wait, 1 minute later, text. Okay, Shan, I'm not that bad about needles.
This is crazy.
I mean, like,
it wasn't even happening to her.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Well, anyway, thank God Dr. Bay is still our friend. What's his Instagram again?
Real Dr. Bay. Real Dr. Bay. Yeah. He was so nice.
B-A-E. Check him out. And therealdrbay.com. Check that out as well if you're interested in any of that. And I think we're going to have Dr. Bay come into the studio live on the air and give Shan Botox.
No!
Live on the air.
No!
Yeah.
Everything.
All of it for you guys.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's wake these people up.
Gotta wake up to
Fernando and Greg, 99.7 Now.
We will go down home with Greg's mom, Ginger, here in less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, and we are celebrating birthdays today. Shan and Fernando's birthdays.
Hey.
If you share a birthday with Fernando, birthday week, a birthday month with Shan and Fernando, give us a call, 888-456-9970. Happy 10th birthday to Brandon Ruiz in Mountain View. He's on his way to school, and he listens to us every morning.
Hey, Pisces.
Thank you very much, Brandon. Happy birthday. It's going to be Sunday. Sunday is his birthday. Ooh, that's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, wow. All right. Hey.
Party in Mountain
there
View.
Hey.
Hey, I got to come out with my new addiction. I'm newly addicted to something. Uh-huh. In the year of the pig. I saw these Year of the Pig scratchers, lottery scratchers. So I'm feeling very lucky. It's supposed to be a lucky year for me, the rat. And lucky stuff has actually been happening to me the last couple months. So I've been buying these scratchers. Now, I haven't won anything big yet on these scratchers. I keep winning my money back, basically. But the California Lottery, they have an app. Uh-huh. And you download the app, and you know, before you had to go to their website, there's second chances on these things. Like, you enter the number, and then they'll let you know if you want anything on the second chance.
Okay.
Well, now they have a scanner on their app.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I'm just, like, rooting for loser cards just to scan them in, because I don't know why, but I think it's so fun when it scans it, and then it says, okay, you're entered. That's all it does.
Oh,
I'm obsessed with doing it. I was like, my friend Patty was trying to get a hold of me yesterday. I'm like, stop calling me. I'm scanning losing lottery tickets into my phone.
Have you won?
Don't worry about that.
My Lord.
I love it.
That means a lot.
If you love scanning stuff, you should get the Target Cartwheel app. You can scan all the barcodes when you're
I'm doing
and,
that.
And you get discounts. Dude, my sister does it all the time. I swear
okay,
to God.
Okay, I'm going
to
do that too.
Okay.
But anybody do this with the California Lottery? And the reason I'm so obsessed with it. I actually hate this show, but there's a show, I think it's on HGTV, that gay guy that we had in here, David, whatever.
My Lottery Dream House.
My Lottery Dream House, right. It's terrible. It's a terrible show.
I know, but I love it.
Okay, well, I like him, but the show's awful. A guy won $1 million on a second chance lottery thing. So now I'm like,
you want to be that guy?
Okay. If that guy could win a second chance, and he said he found that lottery ticket on the ground.
Stop.
And he picked it up, and he
inputted it.
This was like in Illinois or something.
Okay.
But I'm like, oh, my God, what if I can be a second chance winner, too?
But listen, you can't win if you don't play.
But the more important part of it is the scanning is fun on the California Lottery app.
I get that same, like, similar satisfaction because I always play. Now I play Powerball all the time. I play Mega Millions all the time. And, like, I don't want to just go to the website and check the numbers. I go to the gas station or wherever, and I run the little card, like, the little ticket through the little scanner they have. Nothing's more satisfying when it's, like, $4 winner.
Oh, hey.
$20 winner.
Well, it's really fun.
I love it.
It's really fun on your phone. So if you
got to do this now,
they do have this scanner. You got to download the app. So if you're somebody who buys scratchers a lot, go for the second chance just for the fun of scanning. And then you never know. You could win something. And I'll keep y'all posted if I ever.
Okay.
You know, if I come in a Bentley to work one day.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to be in that Maybach.
Okay, Ginger.
Greg.
Time for down home.
All right.
with Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl.
There's a new baby calf looking for a name. We'll see if Ginger gave it one here in just a couple minutes. So let's just say hello. Good morning, Ginger.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mom.
Hello.
Good morning.
How about the Warriors tonight before, whenever?
Yes, Mom. They beat the Rockets. But, Mom, what do you think about Klay Thompson? He had to blame the fans for their loss against the Suns. He criticized
the fans.
Well, I know he apologized. Wow. What do you think about that? My mom is on it.
She is on. Ginger,
how do you know about
that?
He tweeted out the apology, so how do you know about that? Because did you follow him on Twitter?
I don't tell all my secrets what I do.
Or instead of going to the nail salon, are you really shacking up with Klay Thompson?
Gregory, now let's not get ridiculous.
Well, Mom, are you excited? You didn't even say anything. I told you I was coming home for Mother's Day, and you just blew me off.
I did not. I said, good.
No, you said, okay.
Wow. Normally, you're excited.
So now I feel like 10 cents.
Well, it's better than 2 cents.
Okay. Well, wait, now, is this going to be, like, are you coming home to see other people, Greg, or are you just
going
to spend time
with
your mom?
No, I'm going. It's Mother's Day.
He's going to devote his entire time to me.
Which means I'm going to be sitting at a slot machine right next to her, staring at her. Staring at her while she hits this button.
Bonding. Bonding time.
Actually, when I come home for Mother's Day, what we're going to do is we're going to put Venmo on your phone. I'm going to set it all up. Then I'm going to tell Jazzy, okay, she's got Venmo. Just start sending her the money.
Yeah, see, we can finally get you paid after all these years.
You can actually hit them with Venmo requests, too.
Oh, yeah. When you have Venmo, you can send somebody a request that says, send me $500. Send me $1,000.
I've been doing that for weeks and years.
You know
nothing,
what?
Nothing happens.
But you're not doing it on Venmo.
Right. You got to go where the funds
well,
are.
Well, I don't know why it would be different than any other way I've asked for it.
Because, Mom, it takes a lot of effort to mail a check, but this way it's so easy. You push two buttons and...
I'm all for it. I'm going to send my phone to you.
That's the hope. Okay. She's ready.
Work?
Yeah, FedEx your phone to me. I'll download Venmo.
Then
I'll FedEx it back.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to overnight it. I'll figure it out. I'll go to the phone store today.
Oh, but you know you have to put your bank account information into the
app.
Oh,
my. I haven't had much luck with you with that before.
What do you mean?
Greg, even bank account numbers.
Oh, you just don't want Greg to have your bank account number. I understand.
When have you ever given me your bank account number?
It worked the wrong way. It was reversed.
You wanted him to put money in. He kept taking money out.
Uh-huh.
Just tell Jazzy, since Greg is coming, to give him the check, and he can direct deposit to you in your hand.
There you go.
See?
How about I just take out $20,000 out of the bank and put it in a briefcase and carry it there?
Any way you want to do it, Greg.
Whatever works.
Uh-huh. Mom, and you said you named that new baby calf, right?
The speckled one?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Oreo.
Oreo.
Hey.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Dad said you wanted to name it LeBron.
Never.
We love Oreo, though. We're all there for it.
Shan loves Oreos.
Yeah.
Yes. Mega stuffed Oreos.
That's his name. All right. Well, we're going to get back to work.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Mega stuffed Oreos has a nice ring to it. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Well, five baby calves, and I think there's still two to go.
Oh. Wow. How did they get pregnant so fast? So many at once.
I hope we don't really have to explain that to you, Shan.
You only need, this is biology, you only need one bull.
One very happy bull.
Oh.
You only need one bull. Now, they have two. But for a long time, they only had one, and it has the same effects. You only need one bull.
Wow.
They got eight cows.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was mating season then.
There you go. You figured it out.
It really was. Okay. It really
you
was.
You figured it out.
Oh, I thought there was multiple boys and girls.
Do you see? Now you can understand men a little bit better. When you listen to the love trap and you get upset.
I'll think of this bull.
Think of this one bull who has cheated on all those cows against each other.
So shady.
All right.
That's his name.
Shady.
Now, maybe that'll be the next one. All right. Right after 8 o'clock. You know, Shan, you're hitting a milestone year.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Hey, and you're freaking out. All right. Yeah. See if you can help calm Shan down. Did you fear a certain number? Did you fear 30 or 40 or even 50? And then you were like, you know what? This is actually the greatest year of my life. 888-456-9970.